As the Southwest editor for Backpacker magazine, Annette McGivney is used to writing about beautiful hiking destinations and telling people how they can enjoy the natural world. But in 2007, she got an assignment that pushed her in a new direction.
Japanese hiker Tomomi Hanamura was hiking to the popular Havasu Falls at the bottom of the Grand Canyon on the Havasupai Reservation when she was brutally murdered by an 18-year-old member of the tribe named Randy West Kogami. He had a history of drug use and low-level crimes, and the day he met Hanamura on the trail, he stabbed her 29 times.
And so all of a sudden, I found myself hiking down into Supai, not to cover a hiking destination, but a gruesome murder.
The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with McGivney more about this and joins us now. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So McGivney may have started by reporting on this murder, but as she dug further and further into the lives of both the assailant and the victim, even going to Japan to spend time with Tomomi's family, she felt a growing connection to them, she said. Both Randy and Tomomi had experienced childhood trauma, and as McGivney uncovered their stories, it churned up nightmares and flashbacks that led to a crisis of her own. The convergence of these three stories resulted in her new book. It's called Pure Land, The True Story of Three Lives, Three Cultures, and the Search for Heaven on Earth. I spoke with her more about the book, which was released this week, and what drew her deeper into this story, even as she felt it affecting her own mental health.
I did end up connecting with Randy's father, and he gave me a lot of files about Randy that he had kept, like Randy's report cards, from when he was down in the school in Supai, and also reports from teachers when Randy got into trouble. And so from reading those files, I became, as weird as this may sound, there was a part of me that was sympathetic to Randy, because when you start to look into his childhood record and what he went through and the abuse that he suffered without getting any help, I became sympathetic to him. And so there was a part of me that I guess wanted to understand him and his family a little bit more about, you know, what would cause him to do what he did to Tomomi. And then I was also really drawn to Tomomi. I just felt like I sort of knew her in a way, even though I didn't have any details. And so the story for Backpacker, I just wasn't ready to let go of it. I still had the circumstances of the murder and issues about crime down in Supai at that period were answered. But for me, there were so many more unanswered questions.
And as you were uncovering more about Tomomi and more about Randy, and this started to bring up sort of flashbacks and things from your own past, tell us about that process.
So initially, it seemed to make sense to me, I guess psychologically, that I was identifying with Tomomi because she's a female hiker who loved the Grand Canyon, and so did I. And there was also something deep down that was connecting with Randy that I wasn't really completely aware of at the time. And I started having nightmares, and when I was awake, this sense of something really bad, and I felt like maybe I'd gotten too close to the murder. I'd listened to Randy's confession and his description of how he murdered Tomomi. And I thought, I'm just, you know, reliving this murder in my dreams, and I've gotten too close to this. Mm-hmm. But what was really happening was I was starting to chip away at my own repressed memories of my own violent childhood, where my father beat me on a regular basis in the same brutal way that Randy experienced from his father. And so as I got more into the information about Randy, it was actually more about me.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder, so you're starting to relive these things, to experience them again, flashbacks like that. Was there a point in which you sort of said, I have to put this down, I have to back away from this for your own mental health?
Yes. I mean, ultimately, I ended up in a psychiatrist's office, and I admitted that I was abused as a child, and that, you know, like at that moment, I was like, I'm not reliving this murder. I'm reliving what happened to me. And, you know, the ground was taken out from under me. And so I definitely put this book to the side for a while because it felt like I needed to focus on what had now become my own crisis, and that I needed to find out how to cope with these memories that were terrorizing me like all day and all night.
Did it end up that in the process of reporting this, you were able to not only confront these things that had happened in your past, but did it help you heal?
Yes. What I was holding on to when I went down this rabbit hole of my own repressed memories was the story of Tomomi and Randy. I mean, that's what triggered it. And so after about 2 years, I thought, you know, this is what got me to this place. And I felt like part of my healing needed to be, I needed to come back to the story. And definitely my connection to both Tomomi and Randy helped me to heal in ways that I never would have been able to without this story. And for Tomomi, her father, when I was in Japan, gave me Tomomi's diary. And so even, you know, when I was in the worst days of my flashbacks, I would read her diary because I felt like it was comforting to me. And what she wrote about in her diary was just what she was experiencing in nature, not only in Grand Canyon, but other places like Yosemite and the Black Hills in South Dakota, and how part of her that, you know, was sad from her own dysfunctional childhood was healing in those places. And she wrote in this most beautiful way, never imagining that anyone would ever read it. You know, and there I was reading it, and it was speaking directly to me about how she had found healing in nature. And I had also always had a connection to nature, and it was sort of my connection to Tomomi and the natural world that helped me, you know, find grounding in that. And that had a lot to do with the stability and the comfort, source of comfort that I needed to work through my own trauma, and also my connection to Randy in being able to see what he went through, and in terms of violence, and in fact, his entire tribe, you know, Native American genocide has happened to the Havasupai and all Native Americans. And that helped me to explore the way violence and family violence especially is passed down through the generations. And so that kind of gave me a context for understanding my father better and why my father, you know, was violent. He was also abused when he was a child. And it's not just poverty-stricken people. You know, I think a lot of us are prone to thinking, oh, you know, something as terrible as child abuse, it wouldn't happen in my neighborhood or in my community, but it happens everywhere.
So in this book, then, you take your story and these two other stories, all that are sort of connected by this childhood trauma. And what would you like readers to get out of that?
Well, I guess children especially, when something terrible happens and no one around them is giving them a hug and saying, that was really crazy, you know, let me comfort you, the only option the child has is to just pretend like it didn't happen and stuff it away. And so I feel like there's so many people out there that have these memories from childhood that they've never been able to deal with. And I just want to say that it's okay. You can let it come out of the shadows and acknowledge it and start to deal with it without it disrupting your life. And ultimately, you'll be much happier, because keeping those memories repressed, what I realized when I kind of came out on the other side of this, it takes so much energy to keep that stuff locked away. And the older you get, the more energy it takes.
Annette McGivney is a journalist based in Flagstaff. Annette, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
And as part of her effort with her new book, McGivney has also formed a nonprofit partnership with Grand Canyon Youth and the Northern Arizona University Family Violence Institute that seeks to fund wilderness trips for child victims of domestic violence.
The show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks.
Thank you.